Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Anthony Thomas Prill has been sentenced in court this week. He received a deferred judgment under the Spousal Abuse Act, placing him on 6 months probation. Conditions include not violating any criminal laws, not leaving state without court consent, and making truthful reports to his probation officer. Prill must also notify his probation officer of any changes to his employment or address or phone number. Financial obligations are due by June 30th, and he's required to complete the Domestic Violence Awareness Program with proof due by June 1st and 24 hours of community service provided due by June 30th. He is prohibited from any assaultive or threatening behavior and is scheduled for a review hearing on July 31st at 9 a.m. At State Representative Greg Alexander's Bad Acts office hours, he discussed a variety of issues and took questions from the community that was in attendance. He started by saying Michigan's legislative process faces a significant gridlock due to partisan divides, resulting in a historically low number of bills passed and over 100 bills rammed through without proper review during a lame duck session. He criticized pork barrel spending in the state budget and a 24% wholesale tax increase on marijuana. He expressed his major concerns, the misuse over $1 billion in unspent departmental funds, including money for ghost employees, which has then been diverted for unapproved projects, like a $200 million prison expansion. The House is attempting to claw back $645 million in these funds, leading to a lawsuit from the Attorney General as a part of their efforts for transparency and accountability. Alexander stated that a key policy debate includes efforts to restore local control over green energy projects. He then stated they passed new law banning cell phones in schools during instructional hours, but had to make sure the wording was right to provide protections as well. He also said there's a bill to end the Attorney General's practice of court shopping. And local issues also include bureaucratic hurdles for Amish communities seeking to build farm lanes and a House bill addressing tax payment postmark dates for townships. His next office hours in Bad Axe will be February 27th at 9 a.m. at the Bad Axe Airport. Authorities are looking into the death of a 49-year-old man who sustained critical head injuries during an incident earlier this week. Emergency crews were called to the home in a 1900 block of Morrison Street around 3:20 a.m. Tuesday, where they found Armando Garcia Jr. in need of medical attention. He was transported to a nearby hospital, but then later died from his injuries. Police have not yet disclosed how Garcia was hurt. The Michigan State Police Mobile Crime Lab assisted Saginaw detectives in examining the residence and collecting evidence. Investigators say they've identified a person of interest, though no arrests have been made. Detective Sergeant Oscar Lopez says the major case unit continues to pursue leads as the investigation remains active. Anyone with information is urged to contact Saginaw Police at 989-759-1245 or reach out to Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-422-JAIL. And we'll return right after this.
Hey, Thumb area! Stay connected with ThumbNet.net, your one-stop shop for the latest community events. Our community calendar has everything from festivals to events of all sorts. Need the weather forecast? We've got you covered. Plus, catch up on local, national, and international news all in one place. Remember to check out the local coupon page for great savings at your favorite local businesses. Stay informed, save money, and enjoy all that our community has to offer. Visit ThumbNet.net today. ThumbNet.net, your local resource for news, weather, events, and much more.
And we're back with more news. Effective today, February 1st, updated federal work requirements for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, have begun. Beneficiaries between the ages of 18 and 64 must now document at least 80 hours of work, volunteering, or training per month to maintain their eligibility, with benefits at risk of termination by May for those who do not comply. And in the world of sports, Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina secured her first Australian Open title after a grueling three-set match against Aryna Sabalenka. The victory marks Rybakina's second major title and cements her position as dominant force in women's tennis. And we'll return right after this for a look at our weather with Steve Adamson.
Home sweet home, right? You're spending more time there, and you may even work from home. You check smoke detectors, furnace filters, and for carbon monoxide. But have you checked your radon levels? Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking. Radon is an odorless radioactive gas present in all homes, and no family should be at risk when you can reduce your radon exposure. Test now, test regularly. Learn where to get a test kit at michigan.gov/radon. Sponsored by Eagle and MAB.